Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Scott Maiman of CBS News in Brisbane, Queensland, Australia. These many months, Australia has locked itself in because of the virus. There is positive reporting. The vaccination rates have climbed to the point that we have a mixed picture, but we're going in the right direction to reopen Australia, not only to Australians and their children, but also to the world. Scott, a very good evening to you. I bring you news from Moscow, where there's concern about death rates and hospitalizations and the hospital system being overwhelmed by the Delta variant and anecdotes of something else that is related to the Delta variant. That's Moscow. Russia has a very low vaccination rate. I believe my memory is 26%, which is amazing given that they have a vaccine that works. Eastern Europe, Poland, Czech Republic, etc., also struggling with high positive rates, high hospitalization and deaths, talking about lockdown. Even in London, there is talk of lockdown recommended by the NHS. However, the cabinet for now has rejected it. Here in the United States, we're open. We have lots of vaccine. We have a very high vaccination rate for people 65 and older, the most vulnerable. I think it approaches 95%. And we've now been told, everybody go get a third jab. You people who have two, go get a third. Very positive numbers. Now we come to Australia, the good news. How is it in Queensland right now where you are? Good evening to you.
G'day, John. Well, in Queensland where I am, we still have our state border closed, and it's going to remain closed for a little bit longer until we reach that magic figure that I've been talking about. 80% of the state population needs to be vaccinated. We are getting closer. But in the meantime, our border with the other states of Australia remains closed.
In other words, you can move around within Queensland and you can go to shops. Are you requested to be masked when you move around, Scott?
Yes, we've got a mask mandate that is in place. And I think masking up has actually helped prevent the spread of a lot of the cases, not just in Queensland, but across Australia as well. There are other things we've got to do. We've got to check in with a QR code as we enter a shop or a restaurant or a cafe or something like that, just to help with contact tracing, just in case there is a flare-up. But we've been very lucky in Queensland. We just can't leave Queensland. We just don't have our friends and family in other states who can come back to Queensland just yet.
Better news. New South Wales, the largest of your states, where Sydney is, and a very large population that has been locked down. A new premier, and a week past, the announcement was reopening. I see now the school children are returning to school. Is that correct?
School kids back at school. This is very good news, John. A lot of people, New South Wales, you just keep in mind the state of New South Wales is one third of the population of Australia. So with the state reopening, it really does expand from that. And with the school children being allowed back to school, there are still a few other mandates in place, but they're also allowing from November 1st, Australians who've been stranded overseas because of the pandemic, unable to return to Australia because we closed our borders, there's about 30 to 40,000 Australians stuck overseas. They will be allowed into Australia, providing they've been double vaxxed and they will not need to quarantine. We've been hearing so much about these hotel quarantines. It's been mandatory, 2 weeks at your own expense. The New South Wales premier that as you just correctly said, it's a new premier. He's decided no more of the quarantining necessary if you've been double vaxxed and you're an Australian returning home. So that is from November 1st.
So the business is returning to some semblance of order in New South Wales. People are going to work. The children are at school, so childcare is satisfied. Now to Victoria. Melbourne. Melbourne has been the scene of protests and unhappiness for some time. What is its status, Scott?
Some good news out of Melbourne as well with the relaxation of all the mandates pretty much in place. There's still a mask mandate in place, but Melbourne is reopening. And that is because they've reached those magic figures again, 70% to 80% of the Victorian population being vaccinated. Again, this seems to be the key, that magic figure I've been telling you about, 80% vaccination rate for the population of the various areas. And that is what's reopening our states. And that's what's going to reopen the economy as well and reopen the border eventually for US citizens to visit Australia sometime next year.
Western Australia, least populated. What is its status?
It is remaining shut. Now, Western Australia has a lot at stake. It is it's the mining boom, and it just continues to boom. So they're very fragile. They don't want anything to impede its advancements in the mining operations in Western Australia. So the border in Western Australia is remaining shut indefinitely, in the words of the Premier, simply because he just said the rest of Australia will reopen. We'll see how that goes, and then we'll consider options later.
There's one little piece that I don't recall the name of, where Canberra is, your government house. What is its status? It's surrounded by New South Wales, I think, but is it the same as New South Wales opening up again?
Yes, it's called the ACT, the Australian Capital Territory. It's a small area. It's within New South Wales, but it's self-governed. And it is reopening as well. They feel that the vaccination rate is coming up nice. So they've actually relaxed a lot of their issues as well.
The mood, Scott, you have to pick this up from the media. Is there a positive direction for people? Are they talking about returning to life as normal, or are they still cautious? I gave you those reports of lockdowns talking again in Eastern Europe and in Russia, and we know what goes around comes around with the virus.
It's a mixed bag of reactions in Australia at the moment, John. Basically, you've got a lot of the people saying, yay, we've got our freedom back again. Others are saying, well, let's be cautious here. Let's see what happens first before we start venturing out. So I think it's good in the business sense. The economy's going to be back on track. But whether this stirs up any more coronavirus fears, we'll probably have to wait and see. Time will tell as to whether this actually does work out or whether we may have lockdowns again should this get out of hand.
New Zealand is another country, but you're twinned together. New Zealand remains shut, if I read this correctly, and the ambition in New Zealand is very high. They want a 90% vaccination rate. Is New Zealand considered part of your culture? Do you regard what goes in New Zealand also goes in Australia, or do you have separate views of the world?
We have separate views of the world, but we do rely on each other and we call each other mates, basically. So again, Jacinda Ardern, the Prime Minister of New Zealand, she's self-governing and doing her own thing. A lot of Australians think, whoa, 90%, that's a bit rich, a bit high. But you got to keep in mind that's Jacinda Ardern's decision. We do know that whilst the North Island of New Zealand, which takes in Auckland and Wellington, remains closed, she's opening up the South Island for South Island New Zealanders to fly to Australia.
Wonderful.
Now, Australians still cannot fly to New Zealand yet, but at least we've got the start of some wonderful relations and tourism going on.
And a final positive piece of news. The koala bears, we're worried about them. They've been reduced by 30%. Nature magazine publishes that they've discovered that it has to do with a sexually transmitted disease. Is it being treated?
Chlamydia is the disease. It's been treated for many years, John, and the antibiotic used has had an adverse reaction on their stomach linings, which has prevented them eating the eucalyptus leaves.
Right.
Until recently, a new development in this antibiotic. It's been trialed on 250 koalas. And it is working without any of the adverse reactions. It's fighting the chlamydia, and they're doing another trial of 400 koalas, and they will monitor these koalas. But so far, there's a big comeback in the koala population.
As Australia comes back, the koalas come back. Scott Maiman of CBS News in Brisbane, Queensland. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows laundry day should be easy. Achieve maximum versatility with a dryer door that swings open either way, making load transfer from washer to dryer a breeze. Plus, with LG ThinQ, save time by controlling your washer remotely. Shop LG, America's most reliable line of home appliances, today at Lowe's. Based on independent reliability surveys 2021 to 2024 and select major appliances as compared to competing manufacturers offering full appliance lines. See associate for more details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Exclusions apply. Valid 6/18 through 7/9.